My name is Katia Aurelian, KETSIA AURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Carol Gabriel, CAROL, last name GABRIEL. This dictation was done on October 10th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. Mr. Katie has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Serious. The most recent laboratory workup shows a BUN of 15 from 15, creatinine of 0.73 from 0.78, and HGFR of 83 from 71. The renal function is very well preserved, period. The renal ultrasound shows mild decrease in the kidney sizes, with the right kidney measuring 9.7 centimeters and the left kidney measuring 9.5 centimeters. There are also noted decrease in the cortical thickness in both kidneys, with the right kidney measuring 1 centimeter in cortical thickness and the left kidney measuring 1.1 centimeter in cortical thickness, period. There are no other abnormalities, period. The patient has improving proteinuria with the urine protein to creatinine ratio of 578 milligrams from 1,227 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediment, period. And she denies any urinary symptoms, period. Number two, proteinuria. As per number one, there is an improvement in the proteinuria, period. This proteinuria is likely related to SLE, which per the patient has been in remission, period. This proteinuria is also related to uncontrolled high blood pressure, we will continue to monitor for now, period. Next line, systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE. For the patient, she has been in remission. Period. She follows with Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, comma, rheumatologist. Period. She has no complaints of joint pain or any other symptoms. Period. Next line, Sjogren syndrome, S-J-O-G-R-E-N syndrome. She follows with Dr. Torres. Next line, hyponatremia / SIADH, period. Her serum sodium level is 134. Her period, we emphasized the importance of restricting her fluid intake to what, to 35? To 35 to 40 ounces of fluids in 24 hours period. We discontinued the sodium chloride tablet due to uncontrolled blood pressure period. However, we started her on Urena, U-R-E-N-A, 15 grams, three times a day for the hyponatremia period. We will repeat the BMP in 2 weeks to monitor the sodium level closely, period. We recommended a regular sodium in the diet. Period. Next line. Memory loss and poor balance. Period. We recommended a referral to Dr. Rem Kisoon, R-A-M-K-I-S-S-O-O-N, common neurologist, for further evaluation of the memory loss and poor balance, period. The patient states she has physical therapy starting on Wednesday for the poor balance, period. Period. Per the patient's husband, the memory loss is so significant that it is affecting the patient's day-to-day life, period. This has worsened over the past couple of months and is affecting the patient's mood because she is becoming more irritable, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 190 over 94, period. We repeated the blood pressure and it is still elevated at 170 over 90, period. We increased the candesartan, C-A-N-D-E-S-A-R-T-O-N, from 4 milligrams daily to 4 milligrams twice a day, period. The patient has an upcoming appointment with her cardiologist. Next week, and he will determine whether or not to adjust the, to further adjust the antihypertensive regimen, period. If the blood pressure remains elevated despite the change, the patient would benefit from a clonidine weekly patch in addition to her current regimen, period. We discontinued the sodium tablet due to the elevated blood pressure, period. Next line, osteoporosis. We recommend weight-bearing exercises. Next line, septic ulcer. Next line, GERD, G-E-R-D. She is currently taking protonic 40 milligrams daily, period. However, we recommend discontinuation of the protonic due to the potential side effects of nephrotoxic capabilities, among other things, period.